the good news, according to Luke chapter 20. And it happened one day, while he was teaching the people in the temple and announcing the good news, that the chief priests and the scribes, together with the elders, came to him and said, "Tell us, by what authority you do these things, and who gave you this authority?" So he answered and said to them, "I also will ask you a question, and you answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men?" And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then didn't you believe him?' But if we say from men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet." So they answered, "We don't know its source." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And he began to speak to the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and rented it out to the vineyard workers, and then traveled to a distant country for a long time. And when the harvest season came, he sent a servant to the vineyard workers so that they would give him his share of the fruit of the vineyard. But the vineyard workers beat him and sent him away empty-handed. So he sent yet another servant, but they also beat him and treated him with contempt and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent yet a third servant, but they also wounded him and threw him out. Then the Lord of the vineyard said, "What should I do? I will send my beloved son. Maybe when they see him, they will respect him." But when the vineyard workers saw him, they reasoned with each other, saying, "This is the heir. Let's kill him so that we can get the inheritance." So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy these vineyard workers and give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, "May it not be." But he looked at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected was made the keystone of the ark." That's a quote from Psalm 118, verse 22. "Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken in pieces. But on whomever it falls, it will grind him into powder." The scribes and the chief priests perceived that he spoke this parable against them, and so they tried to find a way to take him into custody right then. But they were afraid of the people. So they watched him carefully and sent out spies who pretended to be righteous, so that they might catch him by his words and begin their scheme by handing him over to the authority of the governor. So they questioned him, saying, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach what is right and don't make exceptions for who someone is, but teach the way of God in truth. Therefore, is it allowed by our law for us to pay tribute to Caesar or not?" But perceiving their craftiness, he said to them, "Why do you test me? Show me a denarius, whose image and inscription is on it." And they said, "Caesar's." And he said to them, "Then give back to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were not able to find anything wrong with what he said in front of the people, being amazed at his answer, and so they kept quiet. Then certain of the Sadducees came to him, those who teach against the resurrection, saying that it doesn't exist. And they asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife, and he is childless, his brother should take his wife and produce children for his brother. There were therefore seven brothers. The first married a wife, but died childless. Then the second married her, and also died without children. Then the third married her, and so on with each of the seven, none of whom produced children, and each in turn died. Afterward, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife will she be? For each of the seven married her." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are judged to be worthy to attain the coming age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die any more, for they are similar to the angels and are offspring of God, being children of the resurrection. But even Moses showed that the dead are raised in the passage concerning the burning bush, when he called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, since it is by him that all have life. And certain of the scribes said in response, Teacher, you have answered well. And they didn't dare ask him any more questions. Then he said to them, How can they say that the Anointed One is David's son? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit here in the place of honor and authority until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet. That's a quote from Psalm 110, verse 1. Therefore, since David called him Lord, how can he be his son? And in the hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, Notice and keep yourself from acting like the scribes, who enjoy walking around in clerical robes, identifying their status, and love to be greeted as someone important in the marketplaces, and to sit in the seats up front in the synagogues, the religious meeting places, and to have prominent places at feasts. These are those who cheat widows out of their life savings and look for any excuse to make long public prayers to attract attention to themselves. These will receive the more severe judgment. This is the end of Luke chapter 20.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.